Hi, everybody. I'm going to cancel today's podcast. I've been, upset over today's tragic occurrences that happened earlier today. Us as a nation can use this tragedy to better ourselves and come together to unite as one nation under God, invisible, indivisible, invisible, amisable, amisable, justice for all. The Steelers lost today. I was going to say Saints. Who gives a shit about the Saints? You know what I'm saying? Steelers lost today. I'm not bummed out about it. I don't care. I knew they were going to lose eventually. I don't think they're a good playoff team, and I think they got to get some losses under their belt to get better and really, because if they play the Saints, they're screwed. You know what I'm saying? Who else in the AFC? I think if they play somebody like Chiefs. Even if they play the Saints, even though they're a different division, but there's teams out there that could easily beat them way better. And yeah, they got to play so much better than what they did today. It's only just begun. Anyways, here are the scores. Here are the scores for week 13. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da. All sad now. I'm not really depressed. I don't care. Anyway, Saints beat the Falcons 21-16. The Browns beat the Titans 41-31. The Bears beat the Lions. The Lions beat the Bears. Dolphins beat the Bengals. Jaguars beat the Vikings. Colts beat the Texans. Beat the Jets. The Giants beat the Seahawks, which was a shocker. Talk about a shocker. The Giants are hot right now. They're so hot right now. Giant G-men are so hot right now. I think they've won a couple in a row. Their defense is putting shit together. For them to stop the Seahawks, only 12 points. The G-men are they're getting better. The Rams beat the Cardinals. The Patriots whooped on the Chargers. Holy shizzle. Looks like they're getting their act together. Back in the habit. The Packers beat the Eagles. The Chiefs beat the Broncos. And then today being Monday, the Steelers lose to the Washington football teams, which is like, let them have it. They need it. They're going through that whole thing, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. Then the Niners are playing the Bills right now, Monday night football. And then tomorrow, the Cowboys play the Ravens. And I don't know who's going to win. I don't know who's going to win that. I can't tell the future. I could tell you about the next sponsor, though. The only sponsor. Anchor, check this out. Thanks for listening to the ad. I just saw that the Niners lost to the Bills. That happens, happens to the best of us. A wise man once said, you win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day. I think that was Martin Luther King. Not sure. Let's get into next week's picks. Football kind of sucks, y'all. I did a lot of stuff over the weekend. I cut my son's hair. My middle son. I have three sons. One day we're going to open up a perfume line business and I'm going to call it My Three Sons. The Patriots are playing the Rams on Thursday. I'm picking the Rams because bolt up. It's like Sunday, Titans, Jaguars, Titans, Bucks, Vikings, Bucks, Chiefs, Dolphins, the Chiefs, Broncos, Panthers, Texans, Bears, Texans, Cardinals, Giants, the G-men. Why not make it five in a row? Cowboys, Bengals. I think the Cowboys need one. They're going to play tomorrow. They might lose. Colts. Colts are pretty good, but I think will win. Jets, Seahawks. The Jets have yet to win a game. They're defeated, completely defeated. I think they'll win. Because why not? Fuck the Seahawks. Packers, Lions. The Packers. Falcons, Chargers. Chargers. The Washington football teams versus the Niners. I'm going to say, I mean, they beat the only undefeated team in the NFL. So why not go the Washington football teams? Saints, Eagles, Saints. Steelers, Bills.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Steelers, obviously, but they'll most likely lose two in a row on that one. Monday night game is going to be Ravens versus the Poo-Poos, and I'm going to go Poo-Poos all day, Browns. And that's it, y'all. Those are my picks. Those are my week 14. Is it week 14? Is it week 14? Tell me it ain't week 14. It is week 14. My week 14 picks. Let me take a sip of my DC. That's Diet Coke, y'all. Do you guys come up with silly little names for your sodas, too? I know Mexicans, like, if you're drinking a Coke, you're just going to call it soda. Dame soda. Soda. De cual? Pues coca, cabrón. Growing up, my mom's side, they drank a lot of Pepsi. Una Pepsi. I'm a fan of the DC. I'm a fan of the root beers. The IBCs. Looks like you're drinking a regular beer. That's enough soda talk. There was some... Oh, that was a sudden gust of wind. There were some UFC fights. Some Italian guy won, beat another guy. Yada, yada, yada. Nobody cares. But this week, there's going to be some pretty good fight card. There's going to be a Mexican guy fighting a Brazilian guy. Cub Swanson's fighting. Mackenzie Dern's fighting. Tisha Torres, Angela Hill. That's good. There are a couple ladies that are veterans. That should be a good fight. That's one to get excited about. In the main card, Junior Dos Santos, heavyweight. He's fighting some dude that's 14th rank. I'm going to go with Junior Dos Santos. Jacare Souza is fighting. Why is his name Ronaldo on here? His name is Jacare. I don't know the guy he's fighting. Charles Oliveira, who's really good, is fighting Tony Ferguson. Don't think they've ever fought before, but they have very similar styles. They're really good on the ground, both of them. I'm going to go Tony Ferguson. I think this is a major fight for him. If he wins, he could go on to fight anybody from Gaethje. I think even Dustin Poirier, even though Poirier is fighting Connor. If Connor beats Poirier, which I think he might, he's done it already. I know that was years ago with the very inexperienced, well, not as much experience, Dustin. But I mean, this whole time, he's gained a lot of experience and got better. But so has fucking Buttface. And Connor has gotten better. He's got more money. Therefore, gets better trainers, better people to train with. I think he sticks to his regular team anyways. But I mean, if I had more money, I would go out there and get better trainers. Just the way it is. Pay for the best. I know his main head trainer is the same dude, and he seems cool, but it's all on the fighter. I mean, if it was all on the trainer, that trainer would have the best lineup, the best roster, but they don't. They give you the tools you need, but at the end of the day, it's the fighter that takes care of it. So with that said, all that stupid rambling, Connor beats Dustin, which I think he is. He's going to go fight Khabib. Khabib. I don't think he should. I think he should go out fight Justin Gaethje, because that will be more of an exciting fight. Connor fights Khabib again. We know what's going to happen. the same shit's going to happen. He's not going to beat Khabib. I think Khabib's going to fight one more time. Seems like that's what's happening. On the fence, whatever. But I think that's what's happening. And I think if he does fight Conor, he's going to beat Conor again. I think the fight... fuck. I don't know. Whatever. But the point is, Tony Ferguson beats this dude. He could either fight the loser of Conor and Dustin Poirier. Or he should fight Khabib, I think. I think that'll be a good, very good matchup. Regardless, Khabib's going to whoop on everybody. But once Khabib's done, there's that belt. Once Khabib's done, the person who's going to get that end up with that belt is most likely going to be Conor. That's my prediction. Whatevs. Division Figueiredo, he's a Brazilian guy. He fights flyweight. He's a champion. He just won, like, last month. He defended his title. And then this card was supposed to have somebody headlining it. I forgot who. But he's going to fight Brandon Moreno. Brandon's a Mexican guy. I think he's from Tijuana. I think. I don't know. Let me see if it says where he's from. Let me click on this motherfucker. Brandon Moreno, Winstrike. Why don't they say, like, their fucking bios, dude? Come on, UFC. La cagas, UFC. UFC La Caga. UFC La Caga. No. I just typed it up real quick. I'm my own Jamie, y'all. Yo soy mi propio, whatever. Let's look at this. He is a Mexican fighter. He was born December 7th. Oh, today's his birthday. Happy birthday. Today's December 7th. Sagittarius, just like me. 1983. Damn, it's a youngin'. 27 years old. And from Tijuana, Mexico. I'm a fan now. My family's not from Tijuana, but my grandpa lived in Tijuana for many, many years. I have family that lived in Tijuana for many, many years. I think they migrated up north from Yahualica, Mexico, to Tijuana, Mexico. And, yeah, I give it, I represent Tijuana. I represent Los Tijuana Cholos, the soccer team. I'm not a big soccer guy, but if I'm watching the Mexican League, that's my shit. Most people will be like, you're from Guadalajara, ¿por qué no le vas a las Chivas, güey? And I'm like, nah, man, the Chivas, they're cool. No, I'll support their jersey, but my heart's in Tijuana, bro. So, yeah, puro cholo. Anyways, yeah, that's what's up. Hopefully he wins. He fights this Saturday. I'm going to try to watch it. Just in support of my Mexican brother. But yeah, he's going to fight. He fought November 21st. That was his last fight. So was Division Figueiredo. So was the champ. I don't know how to say homeboy's name. I'm going to call him Brazilian champ. They both fought on the same card. They both won in the first round. So they weren't tired. Like, Brandon Moreno knocked the dude out in the first round. In right under the 5 minutes. And the champ choked out or submitted the other guy. I think he submitted him. Yeah, he submitted him. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think, that dude beat Formiga. I mean, he's up there, man. I think Brandon might, he's pretty good. But this dude, this Brazilian guy, he's only got one loss. And he ain't no bitch. He's a beast of a human being. He knocked out Joseph Benavidez 2 times. Not just once. 2 times. So, yeah, man. I think that's going to be a good fight. Very good fight this Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. I do want to watch it. I'm hoping, because a lot of times with these UFC fights, I don't really like to waste my money if it's not a good card. So I always got to check out the card. It seems like... Seems like it is a good card. I mean, just with that fight and then the Ferguson fighting Oliveira, that's going to be good. You got Jacare fighting. You got Junior Dos Santos starting. Tisha Torres, well, that's prelims. Prelims you could watch on ESPN. Prelims got Cub Swanson fighting, Mackenzie Dern fighting, Tisha Torres and Angela Hill. That's going to be good, man. That's a good vines. Hey, you want to see some good vines? That's some good vines. That's going to be interesting. I got to take a sip of my DC. Diet Coke. What else happened over the weekend? It was my birthday on Friday. Big up to Brooklyn. Had a good time just chilling at home with the family. My niños. The wife. Playing around. On Saturday, I didn't do much. I made some pizza for the boys with my patent, whatever. With my dough. I made my dough. I feel very good that I could, like, it feels good knowing, like, oh, I could just make a pizza from scratch if I wanted to. And I do. It's better than going and ordering pizza because it's like you make your own. I make the boys their own personal pizza and they put whatever they want in it. They join in. They add their cheeses, their peps, their whatevers. My wife goes off. She makes her own thing. She puts olives, mushrooms, freaking Prozac, all this bullshit. She puts a bunch of shit in it. And I just like my shit margarita style. I put a little bit of basil leaf, a little bit of mozzarella, some mozzarella. Some good tomato sauce. You can't just go buy pizza sauce that they sell in the store. No, you got to get good tomato sauce. You can even make it. A good way to make it, chop up some garlic, put in olive oil, you know what I'm saying? Then throw the sauce in there, just tomato sauce. You could get the ones with whole Roma tomatoes in there, squish them up by hand because you're a G like that. And then simmer it up, toss some basil in there, a little salt to taste. It comes out pretty good. Add that on my pizza, and then put a little bit more mozzarella, a little bit of basil. Put it in the oven for a couple minutes, bring it out, add fresh basil leaf on top. Mwah, you kissing buttholes. Mwah. That's what Italians do. You know when they put their fingers together to kiss it and go, mwah, mamma mia. What the genesis behind all that, where it came from, is that it's so good, you will kiss from where the food comes out of, which is the butthole. So they put their five fingers together and makes it look like a little butthole. And you kiss it and you go, mwah, that's so good, I kissed the butthole, because that's where it comes out the food. And mwah. Look it up, that's history, bro. Mussolini said that. Look it up if you don't believe me. Google it, bitch. That's what I made. I made some pizza on Sat. On Sunday, I went crabbing, which was fun. Crabbing is more boring than fishing. Because fishing, when you catch a fish, the thrill of it is reeling it in. You're like, oh, you get so excited. You're like, it's you know, it caught something. You reel it in. Then you're like, oh, it's a big bitch. And you reel in and reel in. You come out with the boot or whatever. But you come out and you're just like, yeah, I got something. Crabbing is throw the net, cage, whatever, shove it with some stinky chicken or whatever you could find. Anything that stinks, you could put frozen fish, you could put calamari or squid, and chicken. A lot of everybody mostly uses just chicken, just raw chicken in there. Shove it. They say the stinkier, the better. My boy Ivan, who, by the way, did the podcast earlier, check out the earlier episodes. You'll find the one where we talk. He has some stinky ass chicken that they got from Costco, and he just left it out. He left it in the fridge for weeks or whatever. I don't know how long he had that. And he was like, bro, this just stinks. It was sealed. It was vacuum sealed. It was from Costco, those chickens that come like that. Vacuum sealed. And you could smell it through the vacuum sealed packaging. He had it wrapped up in like three bags. As soon as I cut that thing open, immediately wanted to throw up. It stank so bad. I was like, I think, I don't know. I mean, that's probably why we didn't catch anything, because it was beyond stinky. But anyway, we shoved that little cage full of it. It's like a little, like a little cage that goes in the net. Then you toss the net over, and it sinks to the ground, and the crabs go, and they just start munching on the chicken. And then after a while, like, you can't see, so after a while, you just wait 30 minutes or whatever, how long, and then you just pull it up and see if you got anything. That is only fun if you go with the people you like. If you go with somebody you don't like, you're there crabbing with people you don't like, it's going to be boring. You got to go with people you like. You got to make it fun. Like, I saw people out there that had their lawn chairs out. They were playing cards. They had music. I was like, yeah, they're doing it right. All we fucked up was we didn't bring our lawn chairs because we didn't think of it. It was my first time. My boy brought his little boombox, so we had some tunes. And we had a good time. We had a conversation. Then our other buddy came over, Big Lou. He made it fun. He likes to joke around a lot. He's a funny dude. And yeah, it was a good time just hanging out with friends. But we skunked it. We got nothing. Zip, zero, nada. We pooped it out. But still fun. Still willing to do it again. I think we failed because there was a lot of waves, a lot of movement in the ocean. And the nets were not weighed down. We put some rocks in it. Ivan zip tied a couple rocks to see if it'll stay down, but the waves were too much. It was just swooshing all over it. Like, I walked down the pier to see if anybody had caught anything, and pretty much everybody was like us. They didn't catch shit. And as I looked at people's nets, I'm like, oh, they're doing the same. They don't got nothing to weigh it down, so they're kind of fucked too. But we thought of, hey, maybe if we put a couple bricks, zip tie some bricks, it's like something that it's more symmetrical to hold down, because the rocks, it was really hard to zip tie it. And then that way with the bricks, we could properly do it nice and neat and put them down there. And the fucking crabs could walk around it and eat their chicken. And then we pull them up. Winner, winner, crab dinner. You know what I'm saying? And out here in the SF Bay, there's a lot of Dungeness crab season. Those motherfuckers are big, and they got a lot of meat inside. And, I want me some crabs, man. And I ain't gonna get it the old-fashioned way. By some house. Supposedly crabs are going extinct, like the crabs people get, the STD crabs. Because I've never obviously had them. But crabs are really tiny crab-like creatures that live in your pubes. But since so many people have been shaving their pubes, they got nowhere to live. So supposedly that's one little STD that's going extinct. Crabs are an endangered species. Go after that one, PETA. Tell people to stop trimming their fucking pubes. Stop using Manscaped. Stop trimming those pubes. We got to bring back the crab population. The human crab population. But yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. There was something else I wanted to talk about, but I forgot. Basketball's coming back soon. I'll talk about that. Oh, I roasted coffee. I just thought of that because I was looking at my pictures. I roasted coffee for the first time. And I got to tell you, it tasted pretty good. I'm going to do that more often. And big things are on my way, son. But that was really good. I cut my son's hair. I talked about that already. Bro. And, guys. Just want you guys to, live life to the fullest. Real quick, if you Google a picture of Ryan Gosling and young Alec Baldwin, they look very similar, very much alike. So Ryan Gosling is going to grow up to look like Alec Baldwin. That's all I got to say to that. MLB news. I think, what's it called? The winter meetings are coming up. I don't know if they started today or what. Oh, this is interesting. MLB empire among 14 arrested in Ohio sex sting operation. What the fuck? was arrested in Ohio in a human trafficking sting. This was 2 hours ago. This was 2 hours. It's all over the place. What was he doing? Should I read it? Let's see. Brian Onora, an umpire since 1999, was arrested over the weekend as a part of a sex sting operation in Ohio. What was he doing? After allegedly soliciting a prostitute online. Interesting. Stanley was arrested. Umpire. Okay. That's all he did. 14 minutes. Oh, so they basically were like, it was one of those things like I saw in The Simpsons where they're like, we'll give you your, like, there's so many out, like, they basically lured him in. They were like, hey, big boy, you want to come over and we'll fuck for $20? And he's all like, that sounds like a deal. And he came over and they're like, you're arrested, buddy. And he's like, shit. They did that in The Simpsons, but with the, they were saying they were giving away free, free speedboats. And Homer's like, free speedboat. And he went over and he had a bunch of unpaid parking tickets that he had to pay. So they arrested him for that. Pretty funny. This guy's dumb. This is what happens when you don't fuck. You gotta fuck, man. You gotta fuck. Five bold predictions. Big name signings. Let's see. The biggest name, I think, is Trevor Bauer. Everybody knows where he's going. Most likely the Yankees. Or the Angels. So, I got cut off from my recording because the only issue when using the Anchor app is if you get phone calls or text messages, it just stops recording. You have to put it on like airplane mode or do not disturb and stuff like that. And I don't like doing that because I got kids at home, my wife, and what if there's an emergency? And I'm over here talking about umpires getting their BJs and stuff. And once I'm done, I'm like, what's up? I got all these emails, all these text messages and whatnot. And my wife's like, I'm in the emergency room. Sheila cut off her pinky toe. What's the deal with pinky toe? I forgot what I was talking about. I know I was talking about umpire and then baseball. Anyways. Anywho. I'm done with my DC. The longest I ever... I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This is a disaster. It's time to go. I've been talking too much. I'm done with my Diet Coke. Once I'm done with that, that's pretty much time for me to say goodbye, farewell. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Goodbye, farewell. Where's that movie from? What song is that movie from? I can't even speak. I'm tired. I had a long day. December 7th. My birthday was on Friday. I had a good time. The older you get, the more you realize that birthdays are just like any other day. Especially if you have kids. Because if you have kids, they give you a little gift. It's cute. But when you're a kid, that's when you like, wow, it's my birthday. I'm going to get stuff and blah, blah, blah. Then you get older. You're like, it's my birthday. I'm going to get fucked up, blah, blah, blah. And you have kids, and you're like, it's my birthday. Who gives a shit? And that's kind of how it is now. I just don't. It's like, oh, cool, my birthday. I think it, as adults and as parents, something I learned is we're going to have to overdo it for our birthdays as well. It's kind of hard for me because a lot of stuff happens in this time. Like, my baby's birthday is in October, and then my oldest's birthday is in November. And then we have our wedding anniversary, which is also in November, the end of November. And then it's my birthday, the beginning of December. So it's like so much. And then we got Christmas coming. So we got so many things. It's like I'm not made out of money. I can't just be birthday party, anniversary, birthday party. And Christmas gifts. That's a lot. So that's why it's more like, as a father, my sacrifice was my birthday. I sacrificed that And then my kids could enjoy themselves more. They get better gifts. And I'm the one out here just like twiddling my thumbs, hoping to, you know, hoping to get something nice. But you can't cry about it. But my goal next year is to show my kids that just because you're older doesn't mean you're not going to celebrate your birthday the way you want to. And that's what I got to do. That's something I realized on my birthday as I was chilling, sitting, like, laying down on the couch, watching Netflix. I forgot what I was watching, and just thinking to myself, and I was like, yeah. Something I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start ending these podcasts on a high note. And I don't mean a high note like, we just discovered a cure for cancer. No, I mean like a high note as in a note I wrote down while I was high. And let me go into my notes. And this is something I just write up. The moment I get high, I just get stuck and I start thinking of things. And this is one of them, right? Clowning people, pinky toes. Okay, could be loved. Alrighty. Religious people have more hate in their souls than non-religious people. That's just true. Okay? I'll leave you with that. I'm not going to explain it. I'm just going to say it. And fuck you. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.